Your thoughts are so powerful, they can completely reshape your world. And if you want to be more joyful, it's very important to know what you're thinking. Just the act of monitoring what you're thinking begins to expand your awareness so you can eliminate self-sabotage and step into your power. I was reading very recently about an Interheart study of almost 30,000 people who participated. And this study identified stress as one of the key risk factors for heart attacks. And that's a factor that was modifiable. It got me thinking about how much our thoughts are connected with our health, our wealth, and our happiness. Some thoughts are going to make you happy and joyful, and other thoughts are going to generate angst, stress, sadness, anger, and rejection. They'll make you feel small and diminished. And if our inner thoughts create our outer reality, and according to the Course in Miracles, there are no idle thoughts, what if we could create a habit of thinking happier ones? Just notice what you're thinking, and you're going to get a sense of whether most of your thoughts are critical and judgmental, if they're focused on lack, if they're focused on blaming others for what's wrong in your life. Ask yourself, how do my thoughts make me feel? Now, don't judge yourself. Just notice. Just notice what you're thinking. Now, you have a choice here. You can deliberately choose thoughts of appreciation for everything good in your life. You can notice positive aspects to everyone and everything. And you can choose thoughts that make you feel good, because feeling good is the antithesis of stress, and it's a way for becoming more joyful. Being joyful involves loving yourself. Love yourself. Spend several minutes a day thinking loving thoughts about you. I'm a beautiful person. I deserve love. I am successful. I am happy to be me. You get the gist of this. You know what to do. Create some happy thoughts for yourself. See how it shifts your life. You have a choice every minute about what you're thinking. Whether you're aligned with love or fear, it's your choice. Marian Williamson says, "You may believe that you are responsible for what you do, but not for what you think. The truth is that you are responsible for what you think, because it is only at this level that you can exercise choice. What you do comes from what you think." Here's a quick exercise that you can do in the morning or the evening while you're still in bed, or when you're meditating, or finding a quiet moment during the day. Listen to your mind chatter without getting involved. Just observe it. Notice what you're thinking without any judgment or any attempt to change it. Just notice this. Tune in for 5 minutes at a time, a couple of minutes at a time, and you'll notice that you will start to shift without even trying. Just the awareness of what you're thinking can help you start to shift your thoughts and to create more joy in your life.